Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie and it's going to be a great weekend.
Yes, it is. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Every Saturday we review our lessons from the week and we have a lot to cover.
Yes, we do. We first went bird watching. Alex had a great time. I wish I could say the same about Rob though.
Yeah, we also learned about soccer, the most popular game in the whole world. And we had a great talk about it lesson too.
Yes, we did. We can watch these lessons together. Then we'll ask a few short questions about them. Shall we start?
Yes, we shall. Here we go.
Do you like birds, Ben?
Sure. I see them around my house. They like my trees.
I like birds, too. Birds are very interesting. And there are so many different types.
I don't see many kinds at my house. I just see a lot of little brown birds.
Do you know their name?
No, I need a bird book.
Do you feed the birds at your house, Rob?
Yes, I do. I have a bird feeder outside my window.
I have one, too. Do you see many different kinds of wild birds?
I see a few. A lot of small brown birds come to my window.
I see those too, but I also see some yellow ones too. They're really pretty.
Do you ever go bird watching, Rob?
No. Do you?
I do sometimes. I am in a bird watching group. We go out on Saturdays.
Where do you go? Do you see many birds?
We go to Spring Lake, and we do see lots of birds. Come with me one Saturday.
Maybe. Birds are interesting.
Thanks for coming with me, Rob. Isn't bird watching fun?
I guess. But why do you watch them so early? We had to leave for Spring Lake at 6 o'clock.
Because you can see more birds in the early morning.
I'm still waiting to see some interesting birds. We just saw ducks on the lake.
We'll see some. Look! There's an eagle!
Where? I don't see it.
It's over there. It's flying above those trees.
I see a big bird. But is it really an eagle?
Sure it is. Here, use my binoculars.
Thanks. That's not an eagle. That's a crow.
Are you sure? Let me see. You're right. It's a crow.
Can we go home now? We're seeing more bugs than birds.
How was bird watching on Saturday? Did you see many birds?
Not really. We just saw some ducks and a few crows. But we saw a lot of bugs, and every one of them bit me.
That's too bad. Well, maybe you'll see more birds next time.
There won't be a next time for me. Bird watching is for the birds.
Run! Run! Yes! Go!
Ben, are you okay?
Hi, Susie. I'm great.
What are you watching? Why are you so excited?
I'm watching a soccer game. My team is winning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You really like watching soccer.
Yes, I do. But I also love playing soccer.
Ben, are you watching the game today?
Yes! It's a really great game.
Did you see Pedro's amazing goal?
Yes! He can really kick the ball.
He's my favorite player.
He's also my favorite.
His team is playing a game in town next weekend.
Let's go. Good idea. Let's plan on it.
Alex and Ben are big soccer fans. Are you a soccer fan, Rob?
No, Linda. I'm not a soccer fan. I'm a football fan.
Why do you like football so much?
Because I like the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because it's football's most important game. It's also my favorite game.
Hi, Rob. Do you have a soccer ball?
Sorry, Alex. I don't have a soccer ball.
Oh. Okay. Thanks.
But I have a football. Do you want to use that?
No, thanks. Ben and I want to play soccer in the park during lunch.
Does Ben have a soccer ball?
He does, but he forgot it at home.
So, tell me more about soccer. How many players are on a soccer team?
There are 11 players on each team.
And one player guards his team's goal?
Right, he's the goalie. He can touch the ball with his hands. Other players can't.
They move the ball with their feet.
Or their heads or shoulders. Anything but their hands.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Susie. Are you going to the soccer match with Ben and Alex?
Yes. I can't wait. Those guys handle the ball so well. Are you going?
Yes, and I bought something special for the game.
Really? What?
A jersey!
That looks great!
What's wrong?
That's the jersey for the other team!
Stuart didn't get perfect grades. But he was a good student. He was curious about many things, and his favorite subject was science. He often talked to his science teacher, Mr. Anderson, after class. Stuart was often on his phone, too. Sometimes he played games, and other times he texted friends. But he usually used his phone to learn. He liked to look things up on his phone. Phones were not allowed in class. Everyone knew that rule, and students usually followed it. But sometimes, teachers caught students texting or playing games. Mr. Anderson usually told those students to put their phones away. But then the school made a new rule. It said, if a student uses a phone, the teacher would take it away. One day, Stuart was in science class. The day's class was about the planets. Stuart wanted to check a fact. Stuart knew he shouldn't use his phone, but he really wanted to find an answer to his question. He took out his phone. Then Mr. Anderson turned around. He saw Stuart on his phone.
Okay, everyone, in this part of the show, we ask you questions and you can answer at home. Okay, Peter, I have a question for you.
I'm ready, Marie. I took my notes today, so what's your first question?
Our friends go bird watching. Alex sees an eagle, but it turns out that it's another bird. It's a crow. How do they see the crow?
Oh, I know. Rob uses binoculars to see the bird.
Yes. Does Rob enjoy bird watching?
Yes, but they have to wake up at 6 a.m., so it's just too early for him.
Well, that's almost the answer, but actually, no. He does not enjoy bird watching, Peter, because of another kind of animal. Do you remember what kind of animal that was?
I don't know. Is it the fish in Spring Lake?
No, Peter. Try again.
I remember. It's the bugs. They bit him many times.
Yes, it was the bugs. Oh, I don't like bugs. Okay, can you ask me a question, Peter?
Okay, how many soccer players are on a team?
Oh, I know the answer. There are 11 soccer players on a team.
Okay, well, do you remember which player can use his hands?
Oh, the coach!
Try again.
Okay, I think it's the goalie.
That's right, the goalie protects the goal. Well, this was a good review. I think we need a short break. Let's take one right now.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, Peter, should phones be allowed in class?
Well, that's a tough question. They can help students learn, but they are distracting. And what should Mr. Anderson do? He is a good teacher.
These talk about it lessons are a great way to practice using your English, and it's a great way to share about it with your friends.
Well, now it's time for us to look at those features again. We can watch them together.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I have a friend. Her name is Hazel, and she has a parrot named Sunny. And guess what? Sunny can talk. Sometimes she says hello to me. But sometimes she doesn't say a word. I like birds. Do you? They're so interesting.
Many people like birds. Some people keep birds for pets. These pets live in cages and their owners care for them. Some pet birds can do tricks. Others can sing. Or talk. Birds can make good pets, but they need good care. People with pet birds must spend time with them. Birds don't like to be left alone. Some people take their pet birds with them to the park or for a walk. That's fun for the bird and the owner. Other people enjoy watching birds in the wild. They don't keep them for pets, but they watch them for a hobby, these people go to fields or forests and look for birds. They enjoy being outside and seeing birds in the wild. They carry binoculars so they can see birds better. Some people keep a list of the birds they see. Bird watching is a fun hobby. Some people don't go out into the wild to see birds. They put bird feeders outside their homes. Then people watch the birds that come to the feeders. It's fun to see so many different kinds of birds.
Okay, I just talked to Sunny, and she just said something to me. Maybe she'll say it to you too. Birds are so interesting to watch and learn about. There are so many kinds. I enjoy them all. Well, I'm going to go and get a snack for Sunny. Then maybe she'll talk more to me. See you next time, everyone.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about soccer. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Drew Cho.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Drew. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Drew, I have a question today from Darren Shea of Los Angeles, California. Can you help us answer it?
Wonderful.
All right, great. So, the question is, I have a new classmate in my class. He is from England. We love to play soccer together, but he calls it football. Which is right, soccer or football?
Great question, Darren. Actually, both soccer and football are names for the same sport.
So, they're both right?
Yes, in America, people call the sport soccer, but most people in the world call it football.
Interesting. Do we know why?
There are many reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is because there is another game in America called football.
That's right. I love American football. It uses a different ball, and it has different rules than soccer.
Yes, so to help people know the difference, Americans call football soccer. But whatever you call the game, it's still a lot of fun. I love soccer!
Me too. Well, thanks for helping us today, Drew. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Where's the ball?
There it is. Mm-hmm. So, Red, do you have a boyfriend?
No, Grandpa. I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, who's that boy you're always with?
You mean,
that handsome one.
You mean Larry?
Yeah.
Grandpa, he's just a friend.
Oh, well, you know, when I was younger, when I was in high school, there was a rule when the students, what I mean is the students, when a teacher would call the parent, what was that rule?
If a student has a boyfriend or girlfriend, the teacher will call the parents.
Yes, if a student has a boyfriend or girlfriend, the teacher will call the parents.
That is a super sentence. The super sentence for today is, if a student does something, the teacher will do something.
Yeah. Well, that was a super sentence man.
Yes, it was there, Grandpa. Now, can you use this super sentence in another way?
Let me think. Oh, yes. If a student doesn't go to class, the teacher will give him more homework.
If a student doesn't go to class, the teacher will give him more homework. Wow. What about you? Do you have one for me?
Me?
Yes.
If a student uses her cell phone in class, the teacher will take it away from her.
If a student uses her cell phone in class, the teacher will take it away from her. That was a super sentence. Remember, say it with me, you two. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Well, Red, so that was the rule when I was in school. Mm-hmm. If a student has a girlfriend, the teacher will call his parents.
Well, thanks for sharing the story, Grandpa. If I had a boyfriend, I would tell you.
Okay, Red.
Can I hit the ball now?
Sure. Okay.
Ready? Here it goes. Good hit.
Are you sure you're not friends with Larry?
Oh, Grandpa, he's just a friend. I promise I would tell you if I had a boyfriend.
Thanks for joining today, everyone. I really enjoyed our features. Song time is great and very encouraging.
That's right, and we hope reviewing English with us was also encouraging. Next week, we'll start a new month. That will be great.
Oh, I can't wait to start. We'll have to wait for that one. All right, for now, we're out of time. Come back on Monday. We'll see you then right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.